The Syrian government and its allies have repeatedly hit hospitals and medical clinics with airstrikes in opposition areas during Syria's civil war. So when the country was added to the World Health Organization's executive board, some Western countries and many doctors on the ground were surprised. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports.
When we speak with Dr. Abdelhamid Sharaf al-Din in northern Syria by phone, he counts the number of hospitals and medical clinics he's been in when they were hit by Syrian or Russian airstrikes. It became terrifyingly routine, but he thinks it's at least 8 different medical facilities in the rebel-held province of Idlib. Some of the hospitals were destroyed, others just damaged. He tells us what it was like.
If we were in the operating room, we couldn't leave the patient, even if our lives were in danger. If I wasn't with a patient, I would immediately go to the basement if the hospital had one.
Syria denies targeting civilians and says it does not intentionally attack hospitals. But strikes on health facilities and detentions of medical staff by the Syrian government have been documented in detail in these 10 years of war. Aid organizations and rights groups say these are both deliberate and violate international law. So you can imagine the surprise of many when last month Syria was appointed to the World Health Organization's executive board.
It was really, really shocking.
Hossam al-Nahas is a researcher at the US-based Physicians for Human Rights. Nahas is in the US now, but in 2012, he was jailed by the regime in Syria.
I was detained for providing healthcare in Syria in 2012 and tortured for my work as a healthcare provider back then. And then I worked in different hospitals that were targeted by the Syrian government.
Nahas says his group, along with the Syrian American Medical Society, have written to the WHO asking them to overturn Syria's nomination to the executive board.
This is really give a bad message to countries, to individuals that, again, like violating human rights can be a norm.
The US, the UK and Germany have also expressed concerns about Syria's appointment. The WHO turned down multiple requests for an interview with NPR. They did provide a written statement which says that Syria's appointment to the executive board for a 3-year term is part of a, quote, standard process. The organisation doesn't choose its board members. It's the member states in the Eastern Mediterranean group who nominated Syria. The WHO says it's not the organisation's mandate to, quote, find political solutions and that it just aims to achieve better health outcomes for all people. Charles Lister, a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute, says Syria's appointment, it's still damaging.
I think it makes a mockery of the organisation. Whether the World Health Organisation itself is responsible for the election results or not.
Lister says Syria's newfound position could help it cover up its actions.
It could also help strengthen the regime's hand in pushing back against, or even directly influencing, the UN's investigations and the results of those investigations into its attacks against hospitals, its blocking of aid delivery.
Syria's health minister is currently under EU sanctions, but now he's also Syria's representative to the WHO executive board, with a chance to influence the organisation's policies on Syria and the wider world. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.